Open your Bibles to the book of Joel and verse number 5. Joel, verse number 5. Awake, ye drunkards, and weep and howl, all ye drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. So kung tagalogin natin ang Bible, page 504. Tagalogin natin yung verse number 5, ang sabi ng Bible, gising kayong mga naglalasing at umiyak kayo, tumanggis kayo, kayong lahat na manginom ng alak dahil sa matamis na alak na inilayo sa iyong bibig. As hatol ito ng Diyos. So magsibangon kayo, kayong mga lasenggo. Ang message ng Panginoon ay message ng pagsisisi. So napakasama ng mga tao sa kapanahunan ni Joel dahil inilagay nila ang kanilang kasiyahan at pabuya at katuwaan sa kanilang pandama. Kaya ang hatol ng Diyos ay mas higit o mas masakit sa kanila. Sapagkat pagdating ng hatol ng Diyos, ang lahat ng umaasa sa alak ay mawawalan ng alak. So, the attitude, the pervasive attitude of the people in Joel's day was that they were drunkards, they were wine drinkers, they drank wine, they were drinkers of wine because of the new wine that's going to be cut off from their mouth. God's going to judge them by cutting off the wine that they consume. They made wine their joy. They made wine something about their happiness. Their contentment was in a bottle. And so when God judges that, it's going to be worse judgment to the drinker, because the judgment of God's already harsh. But it will be more harsh or worse to the drunkard and to the wine drinker, the wine bibber. Ang alak ay naapektuhan sa salot ng balang. We learned about the locusts last week. And when the locusts, the swarms of locusts came in and destroyed the fields and the trees and the vines, they also cut off the wine, the supply of wine got cut off. So kung tubig lang ang ininom nila, di hindi sila nahihirapan sa salot. But if they would just drink water, they wouldn't have a problem with the wine shortage. The wine being cut off. Kapag ang katuwaan ay ginawang pangangailangan, ito ay nagiging problema at nagdudulot ng pagkabigo. But when you substitute wine and it becomes a necessity in your life, that will lead you to trouble and problems. People who drink wine seek the bottle, even the social drinking. Yung hindi naman ako naglalasing, pero uminom naman ako ng konti lang. Konti lang. Well, meron bang principle sa Bible ang pag-inom ng wine? Ano ba ang makikita natin sa Bible patungkol sa wine? Now, this is I want to share with you what the Bible teaches about wine, drinking wine. Because some people think that just because I'm not a drunkard, I don't drink excessively, I just drink a little bit, that it's okay to drink wine. Well, the Bible teaches us abstinence, total zero wine. Sa Bible, hindi mo pwedeng basahin ang Bible na hindi mo malaman kung ano ang tama at ano ang mali. At sa Bible, mali po ang pag-iinom ng alcoholic wine. Even if it's just, sinasabi nila, 2%, 5%, 10%, sa Bible, 0% ang tama. Okay? 0%. And I want to show that to you from the Bible. So, una, Tingnan natin. Sa Bible, ang wine ay nanggagaling sa dalawang wika. Okay? So you have wine. Anong wika ito? English. So sa English, ang tawag dyan, wine. Sa Tagalog, alak. That's Tagalog. Yung wine o yung alak, nanggaling ito sa Hebrew. Ano yung wika ng Hebrew? Sino nagsasalita ng Hebrew? Ha? Yung mga Hudyo. Old Testament. Pag binasa mo yung Old Testament, kailangan alam mo yung Hebrew. Ang salitang wine sa Hebrew ay yayin. Yan, yayin. Wine, alak, Hebrew, yayin. Tapos sa Greek, sa New Testament, ang wine ay oinos. Oinos. Wine. Yayin, oinos, wine, alak, lahat yan pare-parehas. Yan ang wine. So, sa Bible, merong dalawang uri ng wine sa Bible. Meron palang dalawang uri na yayin at saka oinos, alak, or wine. Dalawang uri. Okay? There are two kinds of wine in the Bible. And they all use the same words. That's what makes it hard. Because you're using the same word, but you don't know what you mean when you use the same word. When I say wine in the Bible, I could be referring to one or two things. Una, first of all, there's the wine that's fresh. Meron pa ng fresh wine. Nanggagaling sa vine. Fresh wine. Ano yung fresh wine na nanggagaling sa ubas? Ano yon? Halimbawa, piniga natin ang ubas. Oh, yun. Grape juice. Yun ang fresh. Grape juice. Pero tinatawag pa rin wine. Wine. Pero ang ibig sabihin pala ng wine na ito, fresh, grape juice pala. Fresh, piniga lang yan sa ubas. They just pressed it out of a grape. Grape juice. But it's the same word. They call it wine. It's fresh. Yun ang unang uri. Ano yung pangalawa? Okay. Ano yung pangalawa? Fermented. Fermented wine. Ano ang fermented sa Tagalog? Pinaasim. May libadura. Ginawang, hindi na lang, ito sariwa, ito pinaasim. Fermented wine. Ito yung alcoholic drink. So the Bible, when it talks about wine, it uses the same word, yayin for Hebrew or oinos for Greek, and it doesn't distinguish between fresh or fermented. So kung parehas lang pala na ginagamit yung wine para sa fresh o para sa fermented wine, yung grape juice o di kaya alcoholic drink, paano natin malalaman kung ano ang binabawal sa Bible at ano ang pinapayagan sa Bible? Paano natin malalaman yon? Kasi parehas yung word eh. Wine, alak, yayin, oinos, they're all the same. So then how do we distinguish between fresh wine and fermented wine. When the Bible says wine, how do we know if it's the fresh wine or the fermented wine when the words are the same? So anybody? Paano natin malalaman? What? Yeah, well, how do we know what wine is new, fresh, from fermented? How do we decipher? How do we know? Context. Context.
Yun.
Context. Context. Anong ibig sabihin ng context? Konteksto. O yung paggamit ng salita sa pangungusap. O yung kaugnay na kahulugan. So, hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, porque nakikita mo sa Bible, wine, hindi mo pwedeng sabihin kung fresh wine, yung grape juice ba yan, o fermented wine, alcoholic drink ba yan, sa salita lang. Kailangan tingnan mo kung paano ginagamit sa Bible. Okay? Halimbawa, tingnan mo ang Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23. So you have to know the context in order to decipher if it's good wine, fresh wine, or if it's fermented wine. You can't just go by the word. You can't just say, okay, this is yayin, therefore it's bad. Or yayin, it's good. The context tells you if it's bad wine or good wine. Now look, for example, in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 29. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 29, page 375. Page 375. Proverbs 23, verse 29. Oh, sabi ng Bible, who hath woe? Oh, sino raw ang merong woe? Ano yung woe sa Tagalog? Paldama. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Sorrow. Sakit ng loob. Sorrow. Who hath contentions?
Contention. Anong contention? Pakikipag-away.
Contention. Nakikipag-sabak. Nakikipag-away. Who hath babblings?
Yan. Nagdadaldal lang. Babblings. Nagsasalita lang.
Yung parang lasing. Babblings. Who hath wounds without a cause? Wounds.
Sugat.
Hindi mo na malayan. Bukas may pasapasa ka na pala. Wounds without a cause. Wounds without a cause. Eh? Who hath redness of eyes?
Or redness. Redness of eyes.
Oh, namumula na ang mata. Redness of eyes. Oh, verse 30. They that tarry long at the wine. They that go seek mixed wine. Oh, so tanong. Eto sa palagay ninyo, yung grape juice ba? Nakakaproduce ng woe, ng sorrow, ng contention, ng babblings. Yung grape juice ba? Pag uminom ka ng grape juice, nagkakaroon ka ng pasapasa na hindi mo alam kung saan ang galing. Redness of eyes, mamula ba yung mata mo? No? So, anong wine ang pinag-uusapan dito? Your fermented wine, alcoholic drink. So, the context tells you if the wine is fresh wine or fermented wine. So, sa Proverbs 23, verse 29 and 30, anong klaseng wine yan? Fermented wine. Very good. Okay? Go to Deuteronomy chapter 14. Deuteronomy chapter 14 and verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 14 and verse 26, page 118. Page 118. Deuteronomy 14, verse 26. Dito, inutusan sila ng Diyos. Here God commands Israel to destroy the idolatrous cities, and this is what they're supposed to do. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 25. Deuteronomy 14, verse 25. Then shalt thou turn it into money, and bind up the money in thine hand, and shall go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. Verse 26, and thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen, for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul desireth, thou shalt eat there before the Lord thy God, and thou shalt rejoice, and thou and thine household. So God is trying to tell the children of Israel, get your money and use your money wisely and go ahead and purchase wine. So sabi ng Panginoon, bumili kayo, gamitin ninyo yung pera ninyo na matino at bumili kayo ng wine. Tanong, anong klaseng wine sa palagay mo ang rinecommend ng Diyos na bilhin nila? Fresh wine. Grape juice. Hindi ho alcoholic beverage. Bakit? Sa palagay niyo, uutusan ng Diyos, bumili kayo ng inumin na mapupuno kayo ng sorrow, mapupuno kayo ng contention, mapupuno kayo ng bubblings, redness of eyes, wounds, at saka woe. Tama ba yun, sasabihin ng Diyos, gusto kong bumili kayo ng inumin na ganito? No. Kaya sa Bible, hindi malinaw sa salita lang na malalaman natin kung fresh or fermented. Kailangan context. Basahin ang context. Now, sabi dito, hey pastor, meron palang strong drink. Ha? Iba yon. Ibang salita ang strong drink. Strong drink. Meron palang strong drink sa Bible. Shakar. Shakar yan sa Hebrew. Shakar. At yung strong drink pala, ang kaya ito strong dahil sa concentrate. Sa concentrate. Nakabili na ba kayo ng juice na napaka-concentrated na kailangan lagyan ng tubig? Haluin ng tubig kasi pag hindi mo hinalo ng tubig, masyadong matapang yung juice. Ganun yung concentrate ang tawag doon. Strong drink siya kayo yun. So, merong strong drink na grape juice. O di kaya date? Dates. Alam ba ninyo yung dates? Okay. Merong dates. Date juice is a concentrated grape juice or fig. Fig juice. That's a concentrate. Dates and figs. Nakarinig na kayo ng fig? Masarap ang figs, no? Ang ganda ng figs. Pag diniyak mo na ganyan, mahalimuyak. Napaka-delicious. Pero pwede palang pigain yan at yung juice niya concentrated talaga. Kailangan lagyan ng tubig para hindi matamis talaga masyado. Parang yung tang, pag binuksan mo yung tang, yung powder, masyadong malakas yon. Subukan mong ganyanin yung powder. Anong mangyayari sa'yo? Oh, kailangan lagyan ng tubig. Ihalo, tapos yung asukal, hindi masyado, lagyan mo pa ng tubig. And yon magiging diluted, yung strong drink ang tawag doon. So, hindi strong drink, pag nakita niyo yung strong drink, hindi ibig sabihin red horse, emperador, okay? Hindi ito yon, okay? Iba yung context. Kailangan alam natin yung context. Tingnan mo ang Isaiah chapter 28. Look at Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah chapter 28. Okay, let's see here. Isaiah 28 and verse number 6. Isaiah 28, verse number 6, 399, page 399. Isaiah chapter 28, verse number 6. And verse numbers 6 and 7. Okay, Isaiah 28, verse 6. And for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate, but they also have erred through wine. Nagkamali sila sa pamamagitan ng paggamit ng alak. They have erred through wine, and through strong drink are they out of the way. Nalimlang sila. Nalito sila. Nagkamali sila at nadala sila sa mali dahil sa strong drink at saka sa wine. O sa palagay nyo, anong klaseng wine yan? Fermented wine. Yun. So nakikita ninyo, malinaw talaga. Pag alam ninyo yung context na pinag-uusapan ng wine. Okay? So, sumusuray, gumigiray, nalilito, nagkakamali, hindi na matuwid ang hatol nila, natitisod na sila, puno ng... Tignan mo verse number 7. Look at verse number 7. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of the wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. Verse 8. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness. Puno yung table nila ng suka. Kasukaan, yung pagsusuka. Anong klaseng wine yon? Sa palagay nyo? Fermented wine yon. So, alam na ninyo. Tingnan mo ang Habakkuk chapter 2. Look at Habakkuk chapter 2. Kasi marami nagtuturo, pwede pala ang wine. Tanong, alam mo ba yung context na pinag-uusapan natin? Yun ang dapat na malaman. Pag nagbabasa kayo ng Bible, kailangan alam niyo yung word at saka yung context ng word na yan, lalo na yung wine. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 15, page 517. Page 517. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse number 15. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that putteth thy bottle to him, that maketh him drunken also, that thou mayest look on their nakedness. Thou art filled with shame for glory. Woe, sabi ng Bible, unto him. Woe unto him. May sumpa ang Diyos para sa mga nagbibigay ng alak sa tao. So, tanong, anong klaseng alak yun? Fermented wine po. Hindi fresh wine. Fermented wine. So, you learn the context. Okay? You learn the context. Tingnan mo ang John chapter 2. Punta tayo sa New Testament. Sa John chapter 2. Inimbitahan si Jesus Christ sa isang wedding. Inimbitahan si Jesus Christ sa isang wedding. At doon, gumawa siya ng milagro. Ginawa niyang wine ang tubig. Look at John chapter 2, verse 9. Yung iba na hindi nag-aaral ng Bible, sabi na, tingnan mo, gumawa ng alak ang Panginoong Jesucristo. Kaya, pwede tayong uminom ng alak. Look at John chapter 2, verse 9. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that it was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. When men have well drunk, nung hindi drunk yung lasing, kundi yung napaos na yung mga... uhaw nila, then that which is worse. Inuuna nila palagi yung magandang wine, tapos yung pangit na wine, yun ang sinusunod na lang nila. Pero ikaw, sabi niya, saan mo nakuha ito? Napakagandang wine ito. This is good wine. So, let me ask you a question. Anong klaseng alak sa palagay ninyo ang binigay ng Panginoong Jesucristo sa ikakasal, sa guest ng ikakasal, sa mga kaibigan ng ikakasal? Ano sa palagay niyong klaseng wine yon? Fresh wine. Sa palagay mo, gagawin ba ng Panginoong Jesucristo yung fermented wine na nagbibigay ng woe, sorrow, redness of eyes, wounds, babblings? Ito bang klaseng wine na ginawa ng Panginoon? No! Lalo na sa Habakkuk chapter 2:15, may babala ang Diyos para sa mga nagbibigay ng wine sa tao para sila ay malasing. ang wine na ginawa ni Jesus Christ ay grape juice. Eh pastor, di ba sinabi ni Apostol Pablo kay Timothy, konting wine lang para sa tiyan. Tingnan mo ang 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5. It's a very creative thing when people don't know their Bible. They say, well, Jesus made wine, so we can drink wine. Well, the context tells us what kind of wine. Do you think Jesus would serve wine that gives woe and sorrow? Do you think he would give a wine that is cursed by God, that would bring a curse upon those who give wine to others? No. The wine that Jesus made was fresh, fermented, and fresh grape juice, not fermented. Okay? Look at 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 3. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 3, page 663. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 3. Ano ba yan? Saan na yan? Now, verse 23 pala. 23. I need to correct my notes. Lagyan nyo ng 23 yung notes ninyo dito sa handout ninyo. Mamaya. 1 Timothy 5:23. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 23. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake. Oh, ano yung little wine for your stomach's sake? Timothy, yung tubig na ininom mo, hindi na maganda para sa tiyan mo. Lagyan mo ng konting wine. Sa palagay mo, anong klaseng wine ang ilalagay ni Timothy sa kanyang tiyan? Fresh grape juice. Hindi yung wine na nagbibigay ng problema. Yung wine na makakatulong sa kanyang sustansya. By the way, maraming sustansya yung pure grape juice. Marami talagang sustansya. It's a nutrients, punong-puno ng nutrients po. Ang fresh grape juice. Hindi yung fake. At saka lalo na yung alcoholic. Tingnan mo naman. So, same book ha, 1 Timothy. Tingnan mo chapter 3, verse 3. Look at chapter 3, verse 3. Anong klaseng wine yan? 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 3. Para sa pastor. Sabi ni Paul sa mga pastor, verse number 3, not given to wine. A pastor should not be given to wine. Anong klaseng wine yan? Na ang pastor hindi pwedeng bigyan ng wine. Fermented wine. O, paano sasabihin ni Pablo, ikaw na nagpapastor ka, huwag kang mag-inom ng alak. Timothy, bagyan mo ng konting alak yung tubig mo. O, di kung hindi mo alam ang context, hindi mo alam kung fresh grape juice ba yung pinag-uusapan dyan o yung fermented wine. Malinaw ba? Malinaw. So, you see in the Bible na kaya mo palang i-decipher yung alcoholic drink sa grape juice. So, hindi na kayo malilinlang magpakailanman patungkol sa wine, sa Bible wine. Okay? So, anong mga matutunan natin sa babala ni Joel sa mga uminom ng alak? So, what are the lessons that we learn from Joel concerning those who drink wine? Well, first of all, ang parating na hatol ng Diyos ay magiging kalamidad o sakuna sa lahat. The coming day of the Lord will be a tragedy and a terrible day for 7 years for everyone who's involved. Yung mga naglalasing ay sisigaw. Ano ito? Aalulong? Tama ba yun? Aalulong sa kahirapan. Lahat ng mga mahilig sa fermented wine. And they will be judged. They have sorrow and woe. And Joel, the coming day of the Lord, is going to hit them right where it hurts because God's going to cut off their wine supply. They won't be able to enjoy the bottle, you know, drink a little bit and all that will be cut off from them. Hindi maganda sa Kristiyano ang matulog sa liwanag ng muling pagbabalik ni Yesu Kristo. Alam natin na pabalik na ang Panginoong Hesukristo para sa mga Kristiyano. Kasi bago niya mahatol ang mundong ito, kailangan tanggalin niya muna lahat ng mga Kristiyano. Na kung naniniwala ka na muling babalik si Jesucristo, sa palagay mo, aaksayin mo ba yung oras mo sa mga bagay-bagay na hindi nakakapagbigay ng blessing sa buhay mo?
No. No, no, no. The Bible tells us to awake. We need to be spiritually awake because Jesus is coming back. And we don't know when He's coming back, but we know He is coming back. And you don't want to be ashamed at His coming. Binanggit ang mga lasinggero ni Joel, dahil imbis na hanapin ng tao ang Panginoon, ang lasinggero, hinahanap niya yung bote. Ito ay panawagan hindi lamang para sa physical na pagtitimpi, kundi ito rin ay para sa espiritual na paggising. So, if you are a Christian at involved ka sa wine drinking, iwasan mo na ang fermented wine. Hindi yan nakakabuti sa buhay mo, at pag meron kang bisyo, mawawala ang pera mo. Maapektuhan ang buhay mo. Kung gusto mong puno ang buhay mo ng ganyan, o sige, di mag-fermented wine ka, pero hindi ka pwede maging member sa church dito. If you're a wine drinker, you will be taken out of the church. Hindi pwede ang wine drinker. We cannot have a member of the church drinking wine. Drinking alcoholic beverage. It's not fitting for the church of Jesus Christ to honor people who don't honor the Lord. So, no, we will not allow fermented alcoholic beverages. Now, ang ministry ng simbahan o iglesia ngayon ay ang pagbibigay ng babala sa lahat. Gising! Parating na ang araw ng Panginoon. Kaya tayo may John Roman sa likod. Kuha kayo ng as many as you want. Give as many as you can. Mamigay na kayo ng mga John Roman habang may panahon pa tayo. Yan ang mission ng church natin. Evangelism. At hindi, never, never na makikita natin ang alcoholic drink dito. Never. That's not our mission, to drink wine and to sit down and sip wine. We're not going to do that. Okay? Ang pag-inom ng alak, alcoholic drink, ay hindi tugma sa salita at layunin ng Diyos. So do you see that? Did you see that? That alcoholic beverages don't line up with the Word of God. Wala ka, sa Bible, malinaw. Hindi tumutugma ang alak na fermented sa will of God, ever. You never see that as a will of God. Parating na ang araw ng Panginoon, kumilos ka, kumilos tayo para sa ating mga mahal sa buhay, para sa ating mga kaibigan, mga kamag-anak, upang marinig nila ang magandang balita, at habang may panahon, tanggapin nila si Jesus Christ para maiwasan nila ang parating na araw ng Panginoon. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? It is our mission as a church to tell people about the good news of Jesus Christ and to see a people called out for His name. We're calling out people for His name. We want a pure people. God wants a pure bride. He doesn't want a drunken bride. He's not going to have that. Wine drinking is opposed to Scripture, the will of God. And by God's grace, we will uphold the will of God. And this is something that we should be involved in, evangelism, discipleship, but not drinking wine, alcoholic wine. Father in heaven, we thank You, Lord, that when we study the Bible, we can know for sure what Your will is, and it's clear and simple. And the context informs us, and Your word is consistent. It's not confounded, it's not confusion, it's clear. And so I pray, Father, that if there's some here who drink wine, they would give it up. By the help of the Holy Spirit of God, You would empower them, and they'll give it up. And I pray, Father, if there's some here who don't want to give up the wine, they can give up their membership, they can go somewhere else. And Father, I pray that You would purge and clean and make us pure and usable for Your honor and Your glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.